At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
A U.S. Republican politician and aides have been shot and wounded during baseball practice in Virginia. To give us more and to keep us updated on that, here's LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Mark. Simon, tell us what's going on.
Majid, what a day on both sides of the Atlantic. It dawned here in Washington a few hours ago. There is not much these days that Republicans and Democrats get along doing, but one of the few things they get along doing is playing baseball. And so members of the Democratic and Republican parties gathered early this morning at a baseball field just outside Washington, D.C. in Alexandria, Virginia. That's just on the other side of the Potomac River from the White House. And as they were engaged in a game or some kind of a practice session, shots rang out. A gunman with a rifle firing multiple rounds for several minutes before the armed security officers, we believe with the Capitol Hill police force. Capitol Hill and the Congressional Building has its own police force, and they would have accompanied some of these lawmakers as they headed to that baseball field for the practice session this morning. Eventually, the gunman himself was shot and has now been taken into custody. Multiple law enforcement sources are telling reporters here that they do not believe that he had any ties to any kind of foreign terrorist organization. But a senior Republican lawmaker, Congressman Steve Scalise, he's the Republicans' whip in the House of Representatives, exactly the same as a whip in the House in the House of Commons. He's the man who's responsible for making sure that Republicans vote when they're needed to. So he is a senior figure within the Republican Party. He was shot either in the stomach or the hip. He is now undergoing medical treatment. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. At least two Capitol Hill police officers were also wounded. One of them, a woman, had to be airlifted away from the baseball field, and several other congressional staffers are reported to be wounded. No one at this point has died, as far as we know. And the investigation into precisely what the motivation was of this gunman carrying a rifle is now underway. There are some reports, although they are unconfirmed, that he may have asked whether they were Democrats or Republicans playing on the field. It's not clear if it was the gunman that asked that question or someone else in the park early that morning, but clearly investigators will be wondering if there was a political motive for all of this. President Trump at the White House has put out a statement saying that his thoughts and prayers are with all of those affected. The Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, has canceled an appearance here in Washington, D.C. and gone straight to the White House. There will be a briefing for all members of Congress by the Sergeant of Arms up on Capitol Hill. That's coming in around 45 minutes. I would say that the political class here in Washington, D.C., very, very badly shaken by these events that unfolded at dawn just outside the U.S. Capitol. And unquestionably, there will be those in the United States who say, surely this is going to breathe some sort of new life into the conversation about whether the United States should be getting serious about gun control. But it's already very apparent from everything Donald Trump has said on the subject that that is not an issue that is close to his political heart, despite the fact that on this occasion it was someone politically close to him who is now trying to recover from the injuries that he sustained at that baseball field.
Thank you, Simon. That's LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic.
Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.